Welcome to our show. Before we start, did you know that you could support our show by pushing the patron button at our website, thebillshow.net? You'll be helping us pay the bills and continue to provide you with what we do every fortnight. Political insights and progressive news, including some of the most recent clips from the U.S. political scene. Just click patron at thebillshow.net, and for the cost of a cappuccino a month, you can help us maintain our show. Thanks. Now on with the show.
The words that have been flung out from his mouth are insane.
You a nasty woman, we hear you say, hell yeah.
We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
From the expat home of the resistance, it's the Bill Show. And now, brothers and sisters in solidarity, here's Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hello, Willie. Here we are at Radio Free Australia.
We are
talking to America through the ionosphere.
Through the ionosphere, ladies and gentlemen.
Ionosphere. That was interference.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was good. We do our own sound effects.
Sound effects, yeah.
I from the palatial Bill Show Studios in my backyard.
In your backyard.
In my backyard.
I'm in my bedroom.
Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. And I'm in my bedroom in my jammies.
God, that's a bad image.
No, it's not. They're really nice.
Yeah. Are they felt?
Well, no, they're brushed cotton,
ooh,
I guess, or
girl.
Well, they feel as nice on the inside as they do on the outside.
Girls,
like most things in life, yeah.
Girls, if you contribute to our show, we'll send you an 8x10 of Randy in his cotton jammies.
Yeah.
You'd do it too, wouldn't
wow,
you?
Would. Just hear all, I've never heard so many off buttons go at the same time in my life.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Willie, here we are. It's been a week.
Well, it has.
And,
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Are you? Well, it's been about a week, and we're just. I think we're about a day late, guys. Sorry. Life got in the way, but don't worry. We're still doing this.
But, you know, I saw you face-to-face a couple of days
yes,
ago.
Yes, you did. It was.
People don't believe that we're actually even on the same planet, let alone in the same room.
They prefer.
But it was your young wife's birthday, and we all got together.
We had a party.
To have a party. Yeah,
it was
great.
Lovely. It was lovely. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice that you can do those things occasionally.
It is.
And all the listeners have been invited, but they weren't. A lot of them
aren't going to spend $2,000 and 20 hours in the air to get here.
That's
either.
Why I was always comfortable when the Trump people started, because back in the primaries when we kind of had our thing with Bernie, we were critical of some of the things Hillary did during the campaign, and very critical. And some people thought that meant we were for Trump. And then I came out on the show and said, are you out of your fucking mind?
No, yeah.
And then they started abusing us. I mean, we got death threats and everything like that. You know, it's wonderful. But it was always relieving to know that most of them were in Kentucky and probably couldn't afford the airfare to come and do whatever it is they
wanted. And you know, always knew when they were coming because you could hear their knuckles dragging
That's
on the
it.
Ground. Yeah. And you know, one of the good things about Trump, Donald Trump has done something really, really good.
What's that?
He's made the airfares go down because nobody the fuck wants to go to America for a holiday anymore.
Are they?
It's called the Trump effect.
Is it?
The Trump effect, yeah. Tourism is down in some instances, like in Disneyland and places like that, like by 50%.
Oh, my God. Oh, well.
So just all those horror stories.
Trump's
of
doomed,
people
man.
Getting
because
caught in the airport.
Trump's
you know?
Doomed, man, because you don't fuck with a mouse. You
don't
know,
fuck with the mouse,
Disney's
yeah.
Disney's profits are going down. We're having a change of government real soon.
Oh, look, if they defrosted Walt,
yes.
and brought him back, he would be a Trump supporter. Must have brains. No, must have brains.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our update on the craziness and absolutely insanity that is the Twilight Zone, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States. Donald Trump, President of the United States. Donald Trump, President of the United States. Donald Trump, Donald Trump, President of the United States.
Let's say China. China,
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 China.
Now it's time for the next episode of Donald Trump,
China,
American President.
China,
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 China. Yeah, it's been an active week for Donnie. It's been an active 40, week
45,
for the,
45. We just call him 45.
As we call him 45. Active week. Let me tell you, we're naming this episode Pop Goes the Weasel. Because
did they put it in the microwave?
Yes. Two of Trump's cronies are definitely on their way to the microwave bin.
Oh, no.
Most recently, ladies and gentlemen, there is the adage, what the fuck else has to happen before someone stops all this nonsense about putting in a Supreme Court justice while this guy may be a traitor, maybe got in and is actually being run by Vladimir Putin, okay? The guy named Carter Page came to light today by CNN, a former campaign advisor for Donald Trump, met with and passed documents to a Russian intelligence operative in New York City in 2013.
That's a coincidence.
Pay no attention. There's nothing going on
nothing
here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing. This is the guy. Okay, the advisor, Carter Page, met with a Russian intelligence operative named Viktor Podynin. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time.
Your Russian pronunciation sucks.
Yeah, it does. Viktor Podobnin, who was later charged by the U.S. government alongside two others for acting as unregistered agents of a foreign government, you know, like spies.
Boris and Natasha.
Boris and Natasha. The
and Flying Squirrel.
And the charges filed in January 2015 came after a federal investigation busted a Russian spy ring that was seeking information on U.S. sanctions as well as efforts to develop alternative energy. The revelation of the Page's connection to Russian intelligence, which occurred more than 3 years before his association with Trump, but the truth is, this is the guy that the Trump campaign, paid to go to Russia as a conduit, as a representative, well, not representative, but they paid for him to go to Russia. This is the guy that went to Russia. This is the guy who admits passing information off to a Russian spy ring is the guy that worked for Donald Trump. Do I have to start saying anything else? Why is it, you know, you'd have to be absolutely dim not to think that the more and more you find out, you're beginning to ask, we asked it on the show the other day, who in the inner circle of the Trump administration isn't involved with Russia? You know? Now, Donald Trump's former campaign manager, as we said, named Corey Lewandowski, approved that Carter Page went to Moscow last summer on the condition that he would not be an official representative of the campaign. A few weeks before he traveled to Moscow to give a July 7th speech, Page asked G.D. Gordon, his supervisor on the campaign's National Security Advisory Committee, for permission to make the trip, and Gordon strongly advised against it. Gordon, a retired naval officer, told Politico. Michael Flynn, this is my favorite. is currently asking for immunity from prosecution.
Him.
Randy.
Don't let the door
Which
hit you
I
in the ass
hilarious.
When you go out the door, Flynn.
Considering
yeah.
that when Hillary was running against Trump, this is the cheering section that Michael Flynn was for the Republicans. This is what he was saying about Hillary. Hold on.
A couple of things. The very last thing that John Podesta just said is no individual too big to jail. That should include people like Hillary Clinton. I mean, five people around her have been given immunity, to include her former chief of staff. When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime. Lock her up. Lock her up. You guys are good. Damn right. You're exactly right. There's nothing wrong with that. And you know why? And you know why? You know why we're saying that? We're saying that because if I, a guy who knows this business, if I did a tenth of what she did, I would be in jail today.
Well, there's still time.
There's tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's tomorrow is just as good as today.
Tomorrow is only a day away, as Annie used to say.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you something, Randy. I don't think that Hillary's the one that's going to be bending over for the soap in H Block.
Oh, wow.
Major General, you're my little puppy now.
Yeah. You're my commander in chief.
You're my commander in chief, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, this, I love irony. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I love ironing too. Usually in front of the television set, the shirts.
Yes. Yeah.
Ironing, yeah.
Irony.
Oh, sorry.
No one's sitting there going, you know, there was a guy who was yelling for another person to go to jail, and now he's going to jail.
Yeah.
Gee, that's kind of like really fucking
Lock
bad
him
karma.
Up. Lock him up. Lock him up. Lock him up.
He said in his request for immunity, because if somebody asks for immunity, they probably did something wrong.
They probably committed a crime. I wonder if they played that clip for him. Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
General Flynn, this is what his lawyer said, and his lawyer sounds like what's that bird in Warner Brothers cartoon? I said, boy.
Oh, Foghorn Leghorn.
I said, boy. I said, son.
That's a chicken hawk. Yeah.
That chicken hawk. I will do him as Foghorn Leghorn. I say, boy, General Flynn certainly has a story to tell. And he very much wants to tell it. If he had some very specific information about Trump campaign collusion with the Russians, I said, boy, there's no way a lawyer will try to settle that information for immunity by way of a release of a statement. I say, son.
Wouldn't he say Ruskies?
I've got to go and urinate in the forest.
Warner Brothers is going to sue us.
You know, this Flynn story and his request for immunity is one of my favorite stories so far in the last couple of times.
It's the one I really want to hear how it ends, too.
Well, evidently, in my favorite word, it doesn't look like he's going to get it, because rumor is the FBI is quite confident that they have enough.
Even without Flynn?
Yeah. Well, no, not without Flynn, but the fact that they don't feel a urge to get him to speak, because they know that the rumor is that they know they have him dead to rights.
Oh, they already know what he's going to. They already know what he's going to say. Yeah,
they don't need to bargain with him. He's in a world, like, remember the last show was called Trump is in a World of Shit. Well, yeah, but not as much as Michael Flynn.
Yeah,
right,
but he's
now.
Not. He's in a world of shit. This week we can call it. But he's not alone.
But he's not alone. Trump, there's a stairway to that world of shittier shit, and I have a feeling that's where you're going. So that's basically. We're at 1453, so I'm going to leave it at that.
Uh-huh.
Other than. Yeah, because we got to keep on telling
I like
you.
Listening to you.
Yeah, well, you're sweet. I will do one. I will do one short story.
Yeah, just a little one, quickie.
Just a quickie, so to speak.
Okay.
If you didn't think that the Trump administration, seriously, I mean, if you look at the people, like, for example, that they're cutting in their new budget, the budget that they have said cuts things like the Globe and Climate Initiative.
Yeah.
Essential air service for people who are elderly in outlying areas.
Yeah, and meals on wheels.
Meals on wheels. I'm just going through the list, and it's too much to count. The Appalachian Regional Commission, which, by the way, benefits those people who worked for Trump. The Appalachian people.
No more moonshine. No more moonshine.
Chemicals. Yeah, that's right. Chemical and Safety Hazard Investigation Board, because we wouldn't want to investigate those corporations.
Oh, there goes Flint.
The Corporation for National and Community Service, the agency best known for its AmeriCorps Community Service Program, that's gone. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, fuck Big Bird, and fuck Count. Oh, fuck Mr. Rogers, fuck him!
Oh, no, poor Elmo.
This is the Legal Services Corporation, a 43-year-old congressionally chartered organization that helps provide free legal service and advice to poor people. Fuck you, poor people.
Yeah, if you can't afford it, you can't have it.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
National Endowment for the Arts. Fuck you.
Yeah.
National Endowment for the Arts.
If you're not
well
endowed, we don't want to know you.
Oh, this is good. The National Institute for Peace. That's gone. That's gone. All $40 million. It's a government-run think tank that's focusing on climate prevention, which, of course, Trump doesn't want to have anything to do with. The National Internet Agency, the U.S. Internet Agency Council on Homelessness is being gutted.
No! No!
So, basically, this one, the Institute of Museum and Library Services, provides money, $231 million, a fraction of what they spend on these aircraft carriers that are now obsolete, provides money to the nation's 123,000 libraries and museums. Fuck that. If you read, fuck you. We don't want you to read.
We don't want you to read.
And if it weren't enough, here's the crowning achievement. This shows you how evil these fuckers really are. A U.S. Senate vote, 52-47, to allow hunting tactics that kill hibernating bear families in their dens. I read that and I went, what the fuck?
That's not very nice.
Before the vote, U.S. Senator Cory Booker said the film contains some of the most cruel and inhuman savage killing of animals. Now the government is set to overturn the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's regulations that were to put in place to protect our wildlife, allowing hunters to lure grizzly bears with food and to shoot them at point-blank range. They will be able to legally enter bear and wolf dens and kill mothers and their young cubs and pups. Hunters will also be allowed to shoot bears from airplanes, because that proves you have a dick. Steel jaw leg hold traps are going to be allowed from now. The ones in which they chew off their own fucking legs.
Yeah.
And wire snares will be allowed on these national lands. Fuck these people, man.
Oh, and there goes Bambi's mother again.
These people are some of the worst cocksuckers I've ever seen in my fucking life. This is the Republican Party. This is your, if you, you know, all your friends there. Oh, yeah, he just votes for Trump. This is what this guy stands for. This is what that guy next door that had a little Trump sign in there. You should inform him of what is actually going to happen.
Mm.
But he'll just go, well, I was watching Fox and it's all right. It's no problem.
Mm.
But it's evil, man. It just is. And that's it. That's my little thing.
That's you. You're gone.
I'm just here to cheer you up. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, so listen, we're going to be back in 1 minute. Going to have a little. Are we going to have some comedy?
I think so. I think it's.
I got to cheer myself up.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
I got visions of, you know, bear cubs, you know, it's terrible. So we'll be back in a minute, and then we'll get into it with Randy's Rant.
Randy's Rant. Okay.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Now, here comes the music.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, thanks for coming in, Elmo. We have something very important to discuss.
Elmo happy to help. Elmo loves to help.
Elmo, it does me no great joy to inform you that due to recent cuts in government funding to PBS, you are no longer employed by Sesame Street Workshop.
Huh? What?
Elmo, you're being laid off.
Just like that? Elmo's been working at Sesame Street for 32 years! Elmo,
the Trump administration is gutting all arts and education funding from the new congressional budget.
But Elmo's rent just went up!
Elmo, you're gonna land on your feet, don't worry.
But Elmo hasn't been unemployed since the 80s! What's going to happen to Elmo's insurance? Elmo has pre-existing condition!
Well, you should apply for government health care. Well, you can. That's being gutted, too.
Where is Elmo supposed to go? Elmo's only real talent is being Elmo.
Well, you could take pictures with tourists in Times Square for tips.
Huh?
I know it's not glamorous, Elmo, but...
Is there anyone Elmo can contact?
What, you mean Donald Trump?
Donald Grump?
Sure, Elmo, Donald Grump.
Are there other monsters fired too? Cookie Monster? Tally Monster?
Yes, we let Tally and Cookie go this morning.
But what about the kids?
They have YouTube, Elmo.
YouTube. Will you guys rate Elmo a good reference?
I can give you a letter of recommendation.
All right. Well, that's an F? Okay. Elmo will go bye-bye now.
One more thing. Leave the puppet.
Leave the puppet? What do you...
And now it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time again for Randy's Rant.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's rant
Let's
time.
Let's all gather around. It's Randy's Rant. And Ivanka Trump just got a job in the White House as a top advisor. And she's got $1 million clothes allowance. And it's nepotism, which Eric Trump says is just a fact of modern business life.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is.
Fucking. That fucking first family.
Oh, calm down.
All right, here I am. I'm ranting.
He didn't mean that.
Hey,
that was hyperbole.
Yeah, sorry. That was hyperbole. I was being a hyperbole.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a football game.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to rant about why haven't Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Oh, where's my sneeze button?
Bless you. Oh, man, look at you. Look at that. Yeah, it's disgusting. You just sneezed over, like, at least 13,000 people.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're wearing a raincoat. Okay. Randy's rant for show number 174 is, how stupid are Trump supporters?
Oh, come on.
Still.
We're doing this old thing again.
No, they're still stupid.
Okay.
Last week.
I'm not sure you can.
I'm proving my hypotenuse.
Okay.
Last week, Trump had another of his election rallies. You know, please make me feel good about myself.
There's not enough unqualified praise from the dimwitted that can ever fill that hole. You'll never impress your daddy, Donald.
Anyway, a whole stadium full of deplorables got together in Kentucky.
Like a Walmart threw up.
Yeah, if you it had a fire drill straight into the stadium. Anyway, if you had two heads, you were only charged for one.
Yeah.
The anyway, I decided to find 10 questions that these Trump supporters would not have the balls to answer.
Who's Ike?
And I'm going to ask them to you now.
Okay.
Okay. This is only from last week from Kentucky.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Number one, will you admit that when Trump got you to chant lock her up, saying he would prosecute Clinton, he was going to make Mexico pay for the wall, that he claimed jobs that he was trying to take credit for were actually fake or phony, was Donald Trump actually lying to you? Question number two, how many Russian ties to his administration and campaign and people caught lying about meetings with Russian officials would it take before you at least entertain the idea that these might not simply be a bunch of coincidences, ruses? Now, question number three, if Russia didn't help him get elected by launching a cyber attack against the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign, then why did Trump frequently cite the information that was stolen to attack her before the election?
Yeah.
Question number four, does it not concern you that he claims millions of people voted illegally, yet he is not doing anything about it, and he's yet to provide a shred of evidence that this actually took place?
Right.
Question number five.
Yeah.
Since the Senate Intelligence Committee, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan,
you realize that the average Trump voter has walked away and is getting a beer by now.
Yeah, because I'm using words of more than one syllable. Since the Senate Intelligence Committee, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, practically every member of Congress, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and even British intelligence have all said there is absolutely no evidence that President Obama had Trump Tower wiretapped.
Well, those British, yet he continues, those British are gay.
Yeah, yet he continues to insist without proof that it actually happened.
Yeah.
James Bond. Number six, speaking of this wiretapping conspiracy, considering he insists that the New York Times is fake news, then why did he cite their article as his source that led to the Twitter meltdown on the 4th of March?
Yeah.
Question seven. If you want to support Trump, that's one thing. But is it really too much to ask of you, all to require him to provide evidence of the many, many outrageous things he says for which he never provides proof?
Right.
Question number eight. If Donald Trump has nothing to hide in his tax returns, then why won't he release them? Question number nine. Okay. Can you cite a single instance where Donald Trump genuinely admitted he was wrong about something? Just one thing.
Just one.
And number 10, be honest.
Yeah.
Had he not been caught on video bragging about grabbing women by the pussy, and Billy Bush and all the other people came out and said that he had made the statements, do you actually think Trump would have admitted that he made those comments? Or would he have accused them all of being liars and the media was pushing fake news and that was not his voice?
Yeah.
All right. Those 10 questions. I don't think any Trump supporter would have the cojones to answer them.
First of all, as I said, and that was...
they've all gone and got a beer.
That was a very lengthy trip down a path that as soon as you express any knowledge of who Speaker Ryan is, because most of them don't know who the fuck he is, these guys really, seriously, will doubt every fact that you have, because unless it comes out from Fox News, they don't believe it.
My mother watches Fox News. I rang her day before yesterday.
Oh, good.
She had not heard any of these things.
Randall? What?
Who's on the phone?
Who's on the phone?
Now, I went to Kentucky and got these Vox Pops from Two Heads Are Better Than One. Please play the tape. Deplorable.
A disturbing
video from Trump's rally in Kentucky.
God, here it is. All right. Play the tape.
Gary Tuchman is in Louisville tonight, spoke to some Trump supporters to get their take on today's Capitol Hill hearings.
The FBI is investigating whether there's alleged links between Russia and the Trump campaign and whether any crimes were committed. Does that trouble you?
It really doesn't. I look at it as just a minor minor issue.
It's okay that Donald Trump said that.
I think it's...
And he wanted Russia to release those emails.
Absolutely, because it's the truth. And I feel like our media is so liberal in the United States. Why not let's... If our people aren't going to do it, let's let Russia do it for us.
What do you think Donald Trump's greatest accomplishment has been so far of his presidency?
I think he's delivered on a lot of his campaign promises already. I mean, he's only been in office about 50 days.
What's the main one?
Well, I think immigration, the movements he's made on immigration are important.
But the travel ban has been turned down by courts so far.
Well, some of that stuff's out of his hands.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump's claim that Barack Obama had his phone wiretapped is still widely believed here.
I don't know he's got
But the FBI director says they haven't seen any of it. Neither does Vice President Pence. No one's saying they see it. Donald Trump is saying it.
Yeah, well, when the truth comes out, then what everybody's going to say?
So why isn't he presenting that evidence now?
I think there's more to it than the public can know.
Now I got to go and get a beer.
Yeah. Oh, Cletus.
There's more... that you can know, and you prefer not to.
The public, we cannot let the public know what they don't know. It's Donald Rumsfeld's known unknowns.
Oh God! And this is where this wears me out. I've said it again and again on every show. I'm done with these people. I'm done with them.
Yes, but they're still stupid.
I might as well talk to a fucking chair. I can tell.
I talk to a chair, and
you
I get
a better
it's
response
a lovely
than
chair.
This. Yeah, the chair would go, right. Fuck, he's guilty.
Now,
I'm a chair, I know that.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought, these guys are still stupid so many months after the election,
well,
and they're still stupid.
They are literally, I'm telling you, they are brainwashed. Your mom brainwashed. Totally brainwashed.
They took it out and washed it and dry cleaned it, and they forgot to put it back in.
It's not because these people are stupid. It's because these people have been brainwashed into a superior form of right-wing cynicism. And
yeah.
the reason that Putin has been successful in undermining our country is because the right wing created this conspiracy theory-laden environment where... Everything, yeah. what Putin wishes to do here and in Europe is convince people that everything's shit, so don't expect any better.
Well, like the guy, if our media won't do it, well, we might as well let the Russians do it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, what kind of person says that? What person
that
who has
person?
Absolutely no awareness of the fact that, yeah, you live in a country that does have corruption, but...
Yeah.
This Russia is a country where they kill gay people for being gay. They execute political opponents. People like me who said something like this on a podcast, I would be really worried because they don't have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
They're executing if you march in Russia against Putin, you're going to get arrested. And you could get killed.
That's it.
And you have all these people being thrown out of balconies. What kind of American sits there and says that, first of all, Vladimir Putin would in any way act in the interest of the United States? He's gotten everything he wants.
Yeah.
Trump's order list, these people have been conduits to Russia. What he has been doing with Rex Tillerson and all these people and the Exxon and all the deregulation and all the...
Rex Tillerson, you're not allowed to say his name. You're not allowed to
Rex
make
Tillerson,
eye contact.
You know, I mean, who didn't even want the job, was given the job because Putin told Trump two things. He said, gut the State Department because he hates it. He's hated it for years. The State Department has been a thorn in the side to the Russians. And put someone friendly... like Rex Tillerson. And Trump went, Rex Tillerson, I remember that name. That's good. And he went back and he did it.
It's
know?
Easy. Yeah. And I can pronounce it. Yeah. Okay. Let's have my religious nut job of the week. I love having a religious nut job of the week. And I always have it as part of my rant. So take
religious
it away, Bill.
Nut job of the week for 174.
This morning, I want to talk to you about some areas of the culture where these attacks are happening. First, I'd like to start with the military, where under this administration, our military, the greatest fighting force on the face of the planet, has been turned into a social engineering petri dish. A rear admiral at the Coast Guard told a gathering in Washington, D.C. at the National Day of Prayer that Christian soldiers are being told to hide their faith. I broke a story on FoxNews.com in my column about a training seminar that was held at a military base. It was so unbelievable what this soldier was telling me that I said I had to have some proof. And so he sent me photographs of the PowerPoint demonstration that was presented to our fighting men and women. And brothers and sisters, what I'm about to say is going to be shocking, but I want to tell you it's the truth. The military was teaching in a diversity training seminar about examples of religious extremism. And of course, they mentioned Al-Qaeda and they mentioned Hamas. And then this diversity training officer said that in the United States, examples of religious extremism include Roman Catholicism and evangelical Christianity. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Our brave fighting men and women, 17, 18, 19-year-old guys and girls, are being told that what's happening at the local First Baptist Church on Sunday mornings is an act of religious extremism akin to Al-Qaeda. What they're saying is those of us gathered in this room this morning are engaging in religious extremism akin to Al-Qaeda and Hamas. This is happening in our nation.
Well, yeah, I guess somebody had to say it, that there is such a thing as evangelical Christian extremism.
Well, let's break this down. You know, you have an organization in the Roman Catholic Church. Does that mean everybody's Roman Catholic is a religious extremist?
No.
No.
Not.
It is an extreme organization.
Yes.
I mean, there are thousands of people who get AIDS in Africa because strict Roman Catholics for the longest time didn't allow condoms.
Nope.
Roman Catholic Church has many examples of religious extremism. Does that mean that every religious extremist is a Roman Catholic or every Roman Catholic is extremist? Absolutely
no.
Not.
Same with evangelical Christians, except all the domestic terrorism in America has always been carried out by white Christian men.
White Christian men.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oklahoma. Bang.
Yeah. North Carolina, the church.
And by the way, there was a statistic that we said on the show the other day. How many instances of domestic terrorism between 2016 and today have been the result of Islamic fundamentalists?
Only the one in San Bernardino when I was over there. Or is that
actually foreign-born. That's what we're saying.
Oh, no, they were born in America, yeah.
That's right. None of them, no foreign-born Islamic, that's what they came up with during why we have this ban on travel.
Yeah. So they don't come here,
There are more toddlers shooting people than that. This guy is being very, very selective.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely the strategy of all these people.
Yeah, the bake sale at the Baptist church, you got to be careful that it's not that the cake isn't made with Semtex and it's going to blow up in your face.
The right wing lives for victimhood.
Yeah.
The right wing will always claim to be the victim.
Yeah, nail us to the cross.
Nixon did it, for God's sake. You know, if you want a great example of that, every time he was, you're a crook. I'm not a crook, I'm a victim. Why are you making,
you're not going to have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore.
And you've got to keep these people in a sense of siege.
Yeah.
You've got to keep them, it's obviously untrue that there's an assault on Christianity in the United States. It is the most prevalent religion in the United States. It's never been more popular. And there have been never more brainwashed dweebs running around in evangelical churches giving these guys money. But they have to maintain the fact that, you know, that the entire religion is under a state of siege to weaponize their followers.
And we're not.
So they
and
always
not,
have to be victims.
Yeah, we're not a Christian nation. There is a separation between church and state.
you pagan asshole. You know, how dare you say that? You
sorry.
And you and James John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, you know, those guys.
Yeah.
You bunch of secularists.
Yeah. Humanists. They were humanists, yeah.
Very interesting religious nut job of the week, Randy.
Thank you.
Very good. Let's give him a round of applause. Kids, give me some cheering here for Randy.
Thank you, guys.
Right. Thank you.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah.
We're going to be back in a moment with something that's very similar, actually. It's our
tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat for show 174. Here it is. Oh, wait a minute. We got some comedy first, don't we? So, comedy first. Yeah, we'll do some comedy first. Here it is.
I am with none other than the queen of alternative facts, Kellyanne Conway, here in her very own home. Kellyanne, thank you so much for having me. I love your plays. So tacky. Kellyanne, Donald Trump's inauguration was 53 days ago. Can you believe it's only been 53 days since this nightmare began?
I like to joke that in the Trump White House, everything is really measured in dog years.
That's funny. I like to say everything in the Trump White House is measured in dog shit.
So for every one day, it actually feels like 7 days, and that's because
Let's talk about the most recent allegations Donald Trump made on Twitter. Kellyanne, do you really believe that President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower during the election?
There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc.
But really, Kellyanne, forgive me for saying this, but
I see you. Do you see me? He keeps blurring the lines with irrational tweets. Oh, girl, you gotta know. Think you're losing your mind, but until then, let's go with the facts. While your head's up your crack, you better watch your back. Microwaves are watching you. They see your every move. Watching you. You play with words and anecdotes. You say nothing is real if you put it in quotes. Hey girl, just watch yourself, 'cause there's espionage going on from yourself. And oh, when you're taking a whiz, watch those appliances. Microwaves are watching you. They see your every move. Microwaves are watching you. Microwaves, they're watching you.
Through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways.
Microwaves that turn into cameras, etc.
Stay away from that Stouffer's mac and cheese. Don't heat up that leftover cold Chinese. Big O is watching Behave, and I don't mean Orville Redenbacher. Microwaves are watching you. Maybe your toaster too. Watching you.
Sorry, girl. Hey, I'm hungry. You want to go heat up those Hot Pockets we got? Actually, never mind. That's probably not a good idea.
Microwaves that turn into cameras.
Watching you.
Yes, folks, it's that time again. Time to discuss the news and commentary we listen to because we hate our own heads. It's our tinfoil hat segment tonight. It Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Hey, Brandy, it's
I just love that. I just love that music. You know, it really takes me back. I mean, it's been years since we had the X-Files, but.
Well, Scully.
Yeah.
Mulder, where are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mulder, where are you?
Oh, yeah. She's still.
Are you going to say something misogynistic?
No, she just still excites me.
That is the most perverse thing in the world.
What? Dana Scully. Did Dana Scully?
I met her once, you know. I met her at a...
You work with Laura Linney, and I think she's hot.
Well, no, you worked with... You worked with Tony Hopkins.
Well, but I don't think he's hot, but yeah.
Yeah, no, she is. She, you know, and half the reason that she's so incredibly attractive is the fact that she's so fucking talented, because she's gone on to do absolutely great things. But when I met her at this book signing, was during the X-Files craze.
Anderson, yeah.
Yeah, and Gillian Anderson came and she spoke, and I swear to God, she's just a wee teeny
She's a little girl. Yeah, Kylie Minogue towers over her. She's only 4'2".
And she was so nice. She's such a nice person.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I really, because she had this like grueling schedule of screaming fans, and she was just lovely to everyone.
And she's a Palm. I mean, she's a Palm. Most people think she's American.
Well, yeah, but no, she is English.
Yeah.
She is. But she does a hell of an American accent. Anyway.
Yeah. I still think Laura Linney's hot.
Laura Linney is.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of old guys.
Did you see them? Did you see Mr. Holmes with Saria McKellen?
Yes, she's amazing.
She was amazing in that. Amazing.
Yeah she was. We're just chatting amongst ourselves. List of... most impossible people that would ever, you know, first of all, we're married. Yeah. Second of all, you know, it's what you always do when you're married. You sit there and you feel secure because you've been married for a long time, like you and I have. And you just turn to your wife and go, yeah, I don't say she's hot because that sounds like I'm from junior high. I say, my God, she's incredibly attractive.
But you went to school with her.
I did. I did. She was 19, and you knew it then. I'll tell you, when you saw her on stage, because we did summer theater together, you knew it then. You couldn't keep your eyes off her. She was fantastic. She's just natural.
Yep.
She's just a natural, and so you know, and she was hot. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
So all right. Listen, this is our tinfoil hat, and ladies and gentlemen, one of the great things, Randy, is that when you're dealing with Donald,
45.
When he says, 45, he lies about every 20 seconds. Yeah. His most obvious lie this week was when, by the way, a big victory, the Obamacare thing didn't get through. So, fantastic, by the way. Mm. And we should say that, you know, this was a large part the conservatives have voted for it, but also... The Democrats didn't vote for it either.
No.
So it was unified.
Yeah.
Unified.
Because they had nothing to replace it with.
They had nothing to replace it with. So this here is Donald Trump being our nutbag of the week, really, our tinfoil hat of the week, because he's a lying sack of shit.
He's our tinfoil hat for life.
Our president, the lying sack of shit.
Not my president.
Donald Trump explaining why... his Trumpy care didn't go through.
Yeah.
Here it is.
I'm here, 64 days? I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time.
Obamacare is going to be repealed and replaced. Obamacare... We're going to have a strong country again, and Obamacare has to go. We can't afford it. It's no good. You're going to end up with great health care for a fraction of the price, and that's going to take place immediately after we go in, okay? Immediately. Fast. Quick.
I still think that he's fighting for us.
Yeah.
You can go to those people that you heard interviewed in this show, and they'd still say, well, you know... He's not a lie.
We can't afford
He's not a lying piece of shit. He's a lying sack of shit. Because basically, two minutes from whatever he says, you can look it up and find out he's a lying sack of shit. You know?
Absolutely.
And what amazes you is that this was true during the campaign. He would say shit that just came from Mars. It didn't matter. It didn't matter how they did it. It didn't matter. He lied. It didn't matter.
But you saw his own people scrambling around to work out, what the fuck did you just say?
And that's the funny part of this this show. Mm. This is why there's so much humor to be had. Because watching...
Kellyanne Conway was his third campaign manager,
well,
right?
Well, watching Spicy...
Spicy man.
This guy, we're taking bets. You know, they're taking bets in London right now. There is book being made on how Trump buys it, how he gets impeached, and that people
taking bets. He watches Spicer's. He takes a break when Sean gives his daily briefing and watches it on closed circuit television, and writes notes which are then passed to Spicer.
Give that to the guy.
And then he looks at them and he his eyes go wide and the blood drains out of his face. And then he says something else. And you think, my God, the guy's just a puppet. He's got his hand up his ass.
10-1 odds, Spicy, before he actually is fired or resigns, has a stroke. I'm not wishing it on him. But I'm thinking, if you wanted to make some money...
Put it on the stroke. Because
this guy, you know, if these people didn't deserve the hell they're in, I'd feel very sorry
for
them.
Put it on the stroke, okay.
Anyway, that is our show 174.
You don't have the thing. You don't have the clip where he says, I didn't mean immediately.
Not immediately. That was in the clip. You didn't listen to
the
whole clip. You
went out, 63.
You went out and went to the bathroom when I was playing the clip. So I was like,
yeah, that's right. Sorry. I didn't mean like really get rid of it.
I didn't really get rid of it.
But you and I, who live in a single payer, paid by the levy,
we're rubbing it in
healthcare
now.
System.
Yeah.
Same with Canada. Same with Britain. Same with almost every
civilized
other
country.
Developed democracy in the world.
We pay less.
And we look at America. We pay less. It's a percentage of our taxable income. So it's a very socialist thing. Everybody gets equal coverage. Some pay more. Some pay less. Some don't pay
at
all.
And it's not perfect.
It's
not perfect.
And everybody's covered.
It's
covered.
It's not perfect, but it's better than fucking yours. I was talking to a director friend of mine. Who's in? I wrote a play. It was based on an actual incident in the Bush White House, in which they didn't arm Humvees when they went to Iraq. And I kind of put together a drama in which one of the people who was on television supporting the president during this time is cornered by the woman. Of who is the wife of somebody who died. And by the way, Marines did die because of this. And I sent my...
Because they didn't have armor plating. They were just tin.
It's a comedy. You know, it's a comedy. But I happen to think it's a good play. And I sent it off to my friend who's working in a theater in Ohio. And hopefully that we might be able to get it on there. He is a living... example of the failure of the medical system in America. I remember when we were doing a play in New York and he landed on his knee and he literally couldn't afford to have it seen to. He couldn't afford to. Yeah. This guy can hardly walk now because he didn't have it seen to.
How many years later is this now? 30
years later?
It started.
It's
fucking crazy. Just fucking
crazy. It started
crazy.
A series of afflictions in that knee. That made it so. Whereas here, he would have just gone and got the work.
Yeah.
Now he's literally walking with a cane and can hardly walk. So this is happening all the time in America.
And on that happy note,
So single payer is possible. Bernie's not lying. The others are. The other people are lying to you. Okay, it is possible.
And if you look at how much money they get contributed. By the insurance industry and by the pharmaceutical
industry.
And
that includes the Democrats, by the way. That includes the Democrats.
Yeah.
Because when they sit there and tell you that this can't happen, it can happen. It happens in every other country.
They're just paid to say. Yeah, they're just paid to say it can't
happen. Anyway, Enough of anyway. Our nagging and bragging about our health care.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you, this is 54 minutes, so I'm going to say check us out on thebillshow.net, everything Bill Show in one place. Also, we've been getting some very, very kind sponsors. I want to thank you.
Yeah, if you sponsored us. We're needy, not greedy.
We have a few more sponsors, and I will be naming you in my next show because I didn't put it in front of me, and I'm really sorry. We've been very lax.
I don't think you need to. Look, these people have the satisfaction of knowing they contributed.
I want to say thank you.
Don't embarrass them. Don't embarrass them.
But thank you. No. You know who you are.
You're a bastard. But anyway,
we love you, and we'll see you next time for more.
We won't see you, but we'll present.
Why do you disagree
you
with me all the time?
Well, because I think that's a stupid thing to say. We'll see you again. We never see them ever.
Leave me alone. Listen, taking us out is Randy's choice for the day to bring your either it's irony or to bring your spirits to a lift. This is Louis Armstrong and What a Wonderful World. We'll see you next time. Take care.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.